بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on those things that permit ghibat. As we explained, that ghibat is to speak something that your brother dislikes in his absence. So there are certain instances, as we went through, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought six such instances that give rise to situations where now it becomes permissible, and some instances we see that not only permissible, it becomes necessary for a person now to disclose or to mention certain things about his brother in his absence that are important. So one of the things that we mentioned is for the purposes of getting a verdict, for getting a ruling, a fatwa, then for a person to mention his or her situation now becomes permissible because he needs to get or she needs to get a ruling. So today's hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this hadith to show us that where a person is in a situation where they need to get some ruling, in that case now they can mention the situation. It's not done just willy-nilly or to try and attack somebody, try and run down somebody, but it's done genuinely, purely for the purposes of getting a ruling. So today's hadith, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قالت هند امرأة أبي سفيان للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أبا سفيان رجل شحيح وليس يعطيني ما يكفيني وولدي إلا ما أخذت منه وهو لا يعلم قال خذي ما يكفيك وولدك بالمعروف. متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So who is coming to report? The wife is coming to report to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the husband. So Hind was the wife of Abu Sufyan. So she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but she's putting the situation in front, that Abu Sufyan is a very miserly man, miserly in the sense that he's very tight on money. Now Allah, when we speak about Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, we must remember that Allah ta'ala made it such that they made certain errors. And Allah ta'ala made it such that they made these errors so we could learn the ruling, we could learn the masla. And if Allah ta'ala did make it such that they would make these errors, then how we would have known the masla today, what to do? So therefore we must hold them in the highest of pedestals. Although we're speaking that Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu was a miserly person, he was very tight with his money, but we must have the greatest respect for Sahaba. Otherwise how we would have learnt our deen? So anyway, she is mentioning that Abu Sufyan is a very miserly person, in other words very tight with the funds. He does not give me sufficient for myself and my children unless I take some of it without him knowing. In other words, I take some of the money that he has without him knowing, then only it will be sufficient for me and my children. Otherwise, he's not giving us enough money. So the first lesson we learn from here is maintenance is upon who? Is upon the husband. So therefore, the husband supposed to be providing shelter, providing food, providing clothing for the wife and for the children. Anyway, moving on. So she's complaining now that he does not give me sufficient for myself and my children unless I take some of it from him without his knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you may take a reasonable amount for yourself and your children. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Ahmad and Nasai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now is giving the verdict, a very important verdict, that qaida ke ma'roof, that according to a reasonable norms of society, you may take for yourself and take for your children. Example ulama give is that if a beggar, for example, this I'm just talking about, give you an example of what is society or reasonable norms in the society. If a beggar comes and a woman from the house now, without the husband's permission, she takes one banana, she takes a sandwich and she gives the beggar, she takes 5 rand or she takes 10 rand and she gives the beggar, that's within the norms of society to give a beggar. But now if she goes and takes a Kruger coin of the husband and gives it to the beggar, that is against the norms of society. So we're learning a very important qaida. When we say norms of society, so long as it's within the norms of Shariat also. So we're learning something very important here, is that within reasonable amounts, a woman is allowed to spend from the husband's money. So long as reasonable is understandable, she can spend from the husband's money. And where the husband is very, very tight, not even giving her what is due to her, then even without his knowledge, she can take. but it must be reasonable. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching us. However, the best is to come to some understanding. A woman shouldn't be doing this, especially in today's time and age, where now the husband can start, if he's a hot-tempered person, he can start accusing her of stealing. It may make things even worse. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching us a rule that within normal society, within normal rules of practice, a woman can take money from the husband and give it without the permission of the husband. I gave an example of a beggar that comes to the home. She packs some food and she gives it to him. There is no harm. It doesn't mean every time she gives every cent from the house, she needs to ask the husband. So like that, when it comes to maintenance also, she can use for herself, use for the children within reasonable norms from the home. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.